people don't apply their koiches, even people who are learning Torah, don't learn about the Yod Shleimus HaAvoidah, Al-Ava, Al-Yira, Al-Dreikus, Al-Kol Shah Chelke HaChasidus. We're holding, I think, just after he says that, V'loi Mipnei. Paragraph starts. And the reason that people don't apply their koichus, not ma'ayin into these sugyas, not because these are not important things by them. You'll ask somebody, is Yirah Shamayim important? So everybody's going to say, yeah, Yirah Shamayim, that's what I'm saying from the Yesodos. Not sure about Avas Hashem and Dveikus Hashem, because I think that people have a misconception that Avas Hashem and Dveikus Hashem is a Madrega Elyono for big tzaddikim. It's not really nogea to you know, push the people. But Yirah Shamayim, everybody will say, is very important. I think sadly in our virus, I don't know if this is true, that most people would say that a person can't be called a chacham if he doesn't know clearly what Yiras Hashem is, or Avas Hashem, or Dveikus. We live in a tkufa where persons, a chacham by us is usually a lamdan, and he knows Nashim Mezikim well. Does he know anything about Yiras Hashem? Avas Hashem, does he know the sugyas? Does he know anything about them? Not that he knows the sugyas. He's not saying he knows the sugyas, but he's saying that you know anything about Avas Hashem? Avas Hashem. Somebody told me a maisa that he was in a car. He was in a car with another Ben Torah, older Ben Torah. There. Two people, really balapatim, but Bnei Torah, serious Bnei Torah. They weren't Avrechei Koil, that's what I mean. They both lived in Lakewood, and they were giving a ride to a couple of yeshivas at Bochrim, and they were talking about the fact that most yeshiva Bochrim aren't oisik and anything to do, don't know anything about Yirah Shamayim, about Musa, about Hashkofa. And one of these Bochrim said, you guys have it all wrong. Yeshivas are nothing about Yiddishkeit. Yeshivas are about learning Torah, and nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. So the Ramchal says that everybody thinks that maybe talking about a godel, chacham be'emes, and gav davke, just the lamdan, maybe that's what he means. So what he's saying is that people think that these inyonim are important, they're the ikar godel, and to be a chacham, you need to know these things. So why don't they learn these sugyas? Who mipnei roiv pirsum hadvarim upshitusam etzlo. Three inyonim here. One is roiv pirsum hadvarim. People assume, well, everybody has Yirah Shamayim. Everybody has Avas Hashem. And secondly, then you think they're all very poshut. It's a sugya and it's very poshut. What's the sugya? What's the thing? What's Yirah Shamayim? What's Yirah Shamayim? You have to have Yirat Shamayim. What's the thing? What's Avas Hashem? You have to love Hashem. So, you don't love Hashem? Of course you love Hashem. And, I don't know if the people can define what Dvekus is, but so it's very simple. What's there to learn about? V'shelo yeroy Elohim tzorech lahotzi biyunam zman rav. So they don't think that you need to spend any time on it. V'lo yishoyel nivud advorim o'eleh priyas asvorim mizeh hamin ki'im etzol oysam she'en sichlam kol kach dach. The Korobios Gas, and the learning these sugyas and reading Svarim which talk about them, which Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Machshava, the only people who learn these Svarim are the people who don't have such a starker kop. Ein Sichlam Kol Kach Dak, the Korobios Gas. It's not that they don't have a fine tuned seichel. They're not highly intelligent. They're not Lamdim, as we call it, Lamdonim. And Faket, the Korobdio is gas. They're very simple. Sha'ele, Tira Oysom Shogdim, well, Kol Zeh. But these are the people you see learning these things. Well, Yazuzim Imenu. They're always learning these types of Svarim. Ah, Chalefia Minuga Noig Ba'olam. So this Minug, which has come, that the only people who learn these types of Svarim are the simple people. If you see that somebody's being oisik in chasidus, you don't know what he learned, but you see him oisik in chasidus, he must be he can't learn. Dainu, in our, this translated into our terms, you see a bocher being frum, he probably can't learn. No, in the world of shiduchim, when you go into shiduchim and you want to find out about someone, so most people don't tell the truth. But if you the way to ask about somebody is that, what can you tell me about Pliny? And the first thing they say is usually quite covert. So. And if you're asking about a bocher, so what can you tell me about Pliny the bocher? Oh, he's a big lamdan. So then, he's probably has some shaykhus to lamdas. Yeah. But if they tell you, oh, he's a big balmidas, then what do you immediately say? I probably can't learn a word. And if they tell you, oh, he's from a bocher, then kal v'chomer, then you probably assume Benod Chaveru is very shvach and certainly can't learn. No, have a minute. And it's this yisoid that the assumption is if a bocher is a frumer bocher, then mistame is shvach in learning. How did he become such a frumer bocher? Which I don't know in the American world so much, but in the Israeli world there's a musug which mezalzel in from a bachrim. They call them a tzulnik. What's a tzulnik? Tzadik varaloi. This guy's a tzulnik, you know, this is a big from a bacher. It's a tzulnik. I always tell my kids, maybe he's a tzulnik tzadik v'toivloi. How do you know he's a tzadik varaloi? What they mean is, you know, there's a certain type of unhealthy, intense type of bocher. Everything's so that's not Yirat Shamayim. That's a psychological state which maybe needs therapy, maybe needs medication. I'm not sure. You have to know, but that's not Yirat Shamayim. So what the Welt says about mashgichim, which is true, there's one thing you can learn from mashgiach. What happens to you if you don't learn? You become a mashgiach. So that's true. So I'll call upon you, you can learn that from me. But it's very sad, Sokhter, Why? Because Ulam told us Aminag Azeh, Ra'ois Ma'oid L'Chachomim Olavilti Chachomim. The fact that the only people Oisek in the Chochmas, let's call it Chochmas HaMusa, Chochmas HaVoida, is very bad for the Chachomim and the people are not Chachomim. Why? Ki Goyrin Shema'ela Me'ela Yechsa Chasidus Hamiti. Because both groups won't have chasidus, real chasidus. And it's very hard to find real chasidus in the world. Why? The people who've got good heads, the chachomim, they don't know what chasidus is. They don't know what Yerushalayim is or Avodah or any of these things. Because they never learn it. So they can't tell you. Ask the average type of Racher or the average Avreich, right? Can you define Yerushalayim? It's a mitzvah sesei deraisa, right? Ask him Agav, is it a mitzvah sesei deraisa? And if so, where does it say it? But then, if they understand that it is a mitzvah sesei deraisa, and they're not going to tell you, no, it's a musavot. And I never went to any shmuzen or vadim, so I've got no idea about that. It's not no gear to me, I just learn. But if they say, no, it's a mitzvah sesei deraisa, it's okay, so when is the kiyum of this mitzvah sesei? Where is the kiyum? Were you ever mekayim it? Is avas Hashem a mitzvah sesei deraisa? How you mekayim it? Were you ever mekayim it? How you mekayim it? Do you know if you're mekayim it? I'll ask you a question. Is it mutter to eat before you mekayim the mitzvah sesei of v'ahavta es Hashem elokecha? And if you understand, the Chofetz Chaim says no, it's also to eat before you mekayim it, like any other mitzvah sesei, which is mutal on Adam. That's what Chofetz Chaim says in Shemir Salashin. So then, how are you going to be mekayim it before you have breakfast? I'm just throwing out questions to you. And if you'll tell me, I happen to know somehow that it's a mitzvah tmidis. You know there's a musuh called mitzvah tmidis. How many mitzvahs tmidis are there? Mitzvah tmidis means a mitzvah which are mechuyiv to be mekayim at all times. So if you don't know what they are, that's pretty bad news. If you're be'etzim supposed to be mekayim right now, this second, six mitzvahs, or six. You don't know what they are? So if you knew there are mitzvahs to midiyos, why weren't you ma'ayin into the sukkah? And right now, if you're... Okay, right now we're learning Mesilas Yesharim. So we'd be mekayim any of these six mitzvahs? Mechorim and mechoyev right now to be mekayim all six mitzvahs. How are we mekayim these six mitzvahs? So the Chachomim don't know anything about Avodah because they never mind into it. V'yechsam min habilti Chachomim, and the people are not Chachomim, l'mir tasagosim oisai, they'll never get it. Why? Because even though they're busy with it, they don't understand it. They can't be massing it. Lichoira, but is a person who's a bilti chacham can never get to Yerushalayim? It says ein bur yerechet. A bur is a person who's empty completely. Okay, so he can't get to Yerushalayim. But a bur is not Isaac in reading these svarim. An amoretz the chayre could. It says loy amoretz chasid. An amoretz can't get to chasidus, but he could get to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, let's call it that, not Yerushet. Yerushet is Kimat, is the penultimate Madrega in Mesilas Yesharim. And I'm already can't get to that Madrega. But Yerushalayim, or Avas Hashem. So, when he'll never get there, the Miyat HaSagrasim is saying, the Pshat is that He says, beforehand, isn't the people who are built in Chachamim, you see, Sha'ela Tiroisom Shogtim al Kolze Velo Yazuzim Imenu. They only learn these Svarim. If you only learn these Svarim and they're not Chachamim Bichlal, then they never become Chachamim. And if you're not a Chacham, there's no way of understanding these Sugyas properly. So the Bilti Chachamim will never get it because the Mir Tasagosim we say. And the Chachamim don't get it because they never Oisik in it. Ad Shiyadamu Roy Bnei Adam Shachasidus Toli Bamiras Mizmoirim Harbe Horaya. The people don't understand it because most people think that what's Chasidus? And here it means Chasidus means being Moisif in Avodas Hashem. Not Chasidus means you go to a Tish on Friday night. Not talking about that type of Chasidus. Talking about real Chasidus. The Lashon Chesed is Moisif in Avodas Hashem. So most people think that what is Chasidus? If you say lots of Tilim, or Viduyim Arukim Ma'id, or he says lots of Viduyim, Tzoymes Koshim, Utvilas Kerech Vashelek. For people fast a lot. Okay, nowadays it's a very not really a popular activity. Maybe at the time of the Ramchal, Lichoira, people were doing these things. Certainly in Eretz Yisrael, you don't see anybody doing Tefillas Kerach for Shelek, except when occasionally it snows in Yerushalayim, so all the kids go out and do Tefillas Shelek, but not because of Midas Chasidus, they just run around in the snow. We don't do those type of things, but what is in today's world, what's Chasidus? Oh, people who daven very long and are very machmir in all sorts of popular chumras. And kulam tvarim asher ein asechel noch b'hem v'ein adas shoketa. These type of things, so certainly tzomis koshim and tvidas kerach v'shelag and all that, those are things which the seichel doesn't feel comfortable with them, doesn't sit well with the bar seichel. Vein adas shoketa, and as das doesn't you can't think. How can you tell me what you're supposed to fast for long fasts? Vachasidus huamiti hanirza vanechmod rochik mitzias sichleinu. But true chasidus, real chasidus, which is nirtze v'nechmod. What's nirtze v'nechmod? I think nirtze means it's desired, desirable, and nechmod means it's also so lush and desirable. It could be nirtze means that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it, and nechmod is that it's acceptable by human beings. So the Mishnah says, kol shi toferes lo seho. Is there derech Yosha Shiova loy ha'odom? Kolchi tiferis loy seav et tiferis loy min ha'odom. The be'etzem shnayging in avodas Hashem is nechmat to bnei Adam and is near to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And certainly, if you say that shnayging in avodas Hashem is you have to fast every Monday and Thursday, that's not going to be very nechmat to most people, certainly not now there anyway. So the what real chasidus is, it's rochet mitzios sichleinu. People don't know what it is. He said of a poshet milsa de le ramya le de enish lavadaite, something which a person is not concerned about, he's not thinking about it, is not in his seichel bichal. He won't notice it. The Gemara says, if a person goes and does something, but he did agav, then he's not going to remember it, bichlal. If you didn't pay attention to what you were doing, you didn't do it with, didn't do something with kavana, then it's lavadaite. You know, like a good dogma is sometimes by us, broch achroino. You know, a person can't remember if he made a broch achroino. Why? Because he was a milsa de le ramya. He wasn't focused on it, so he doesn't remember. The alpha p shekva kvuim belev kol adam ayosha as chaloisov yisoidoisov. And even though every person, every adam ayosha, the beginning and the yisoidus of these inyanim are there in the heart. Why are they in the heart? Why are they? The Aschol of Yiro, the Aschol of Avon, why is it? Why is the Aschol of Kavod? So in the Vikuach, he says, when he discusses this point to the with the Chacham, he says, all your Yiras Hashem and all your Inyoni Avoida, they're all what your parents taught you, and you haven't built on anything that your parents taught you. When you're keeping mitzvahs exactly like you when your parents taught you, and you won't be moisif on it. So you keep Shabbos because you were brought up to keep Shabbos, but you never actually thought about Shabbos. So what's your Shabbos? Your Shabbos, you have the aschola because you had a good chinuch, but you haven't been moisif on it, and you haven't built on it. You don't do certain averas because that's what you were morgul when you were young. And that's not real Yira Shemaim, that's just the aschol of Yira Shemaim. But what's real Yira Shemaim? When is there a real kiyum? So this is im lo yasuk bohem, if he won't be oisik in it, yire prata v'lo yakirem. You'll see the details. He'll be in a matzah where this was where he should have Yira, or this is where he should have Ava. He will realize this is a situation where the mitzvah comes. Yavro aleim v'lo yargish bo. He'll go over these mitzvahs. He won't feel that bichlal there's any necessity to do anything, because the whole idea of all these ideas, dveikus b'Hashem. Dveikus b'Hashem. What's that nogea to me? Dveikus b'Hashem. That's the greatest rebbes have dveikus. I can't do dveikus. Dveikus, you have to, roll your eyeballs up in a way that, you just see the white of the eyes and you shockle and do all sorts of things. It's not for me. I can't do any of that. That's the definition of dveikus. Minayin lecha. Show me a makar. Where in Mushdeit was a chazal that says that's how you do dveikus? What is dveikus b'Hashem? Are you mechuyim dveikus b'Hashem? Are you so sure it's a midas chasidus and it's not nogea, it's not a mitzvah that every person's chayav in? Or avas Hashem? Are you oived Hashem? Is it a mitzvah essay to be oived Hashem? Or is it just a term which the mashgichim use, or the people in where Rosh Yeshiva gives shmuz, so he likes to use the term Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So is it just one of those terms, or is it a mitzvah sesei deraisa? And if it's a mitzvah sesei deraisa, I'll let you into a secret, it is. So how you mekayim it? How you mekayim mitzvah tzitzis? That the chora, I think, I hope. How you mekayim mitzvah tefillin? Okay, you buy yourself kosher tefillin and hopefully they're kosher, and then you put them on. And like when you were taught in your bar mitzvah, the putting on tefillin, for many people, that's it. They never make anything more of their mitzvah tefillin. Their whole life remains exactly like the day they put them. Except one thing, the bar mitzvah bacher, it takes them a long time. They're not used to it. Now you can do it very quickly and wrap up your tefillin without looking. A bar mitzvah bacher, they will fall. Suas fall off, does it again. So that's it. That's how you steigt in your mitzvah tefillin. Say it, but let's say you know how to do mitzvah tefillin. What about voisidbo? What about avas Hashem? Oisei saboid. What's the definition? Avada, it's an ikigodl. No, we never learnt about it. That's his title.